This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If AD and Kevin Durant are both on the market this offseason, who commands a bigger market?
I think it's Kevin.
The only reason I hesitate, and I hear you on that, the only reason I hesitate with that is Kevin Durant's got 1 year left on his deal.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trading for him, though, with the idea that you're extending him?
Yes. I still think that'd be more of a hope.
Because Anthony Davis has a reputation, I think, where it's like, yeah, like he's going to be injured and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I still think of Kevin Durant as someone who could still help you win a title.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think the answer to my question is Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easily KD, though.
Do you see, how old's KD, 36 going to 37? Mm-hmm. Do you see Anthony Davis playing to 36?
No. Man. No.
It's like 4 years away.
I think it's KD. I think it's KD, but the contract situation is it's a little iffy. Like it depends on the team, right? Like if you go to I don't know who you would say. Let's just say Dallas, for example. Like, if he was like, yeah, I'll go to Dallas. Dallas probably has it built in that, you know, he's going to sign the extension. If he got traded to the Kings, it's a risk. You might not be signing. Now, I guess you would also...
He loves Sacramento.
He does love Sacramento. I guess you would also factor in that Phoenix and KD and this team would be working together. So KD wouldn't go to a team that he already said, no, I'm not signing the extension. Like, it's an assumption by me.
Mm-hmm.
But if KD's getting traded, everybody's working together, and KD has already agreed that he would sign there. They already agreed that they would sign him to an extension and everything. So, yeah, to answer both of you guys, I agree with both of you guys. KD, that's a little bit more than Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis, I think you could... Would you trade a first-round pick for Anthony Davis? A lottery pick for Anthony Davis?
I mean, I wouldn't. I think he would get that, though. Lottery pick is kind of crazy. But
I'll call it 14-13. I don't think you're getting a top-10 pick for Anthony Davis.
I don't think so.
Would you trade that for him around there? Because it's like my point I'm getting at is I think at this point AD's value is probably another player with warts.
Hmm.
Like, along the lines of a Russell Westbrook for John Wall type deal or those other deals that we've seen where it's like, yeah, this isn't working for us. That's not necessarily working for you. Let's see if we can swap here.
Hey, but he's so much better than those guys were at that point in their career, though.
He is, but like you said, he's 32, he's dealing with injuries. Like the moment he got traded, he was already out with the Mavs.
Then Russell Westbrook was when he was traded for John Wall?
Yeah, that was crazy.
No, he wasn't. No, he's not.
When Russell Westbrook got traded,
Westbrook wasn't trash when he was traded for John Wall.
I'm not saying he is trash, but Anthony Davis, Like, the only issue, and it's a big one, is that
that's the issue. Play. Yeah, there is no but. That's the issue.
But when he plays, he's far better than what Russell Westbrook was at that time.
No, he's not. He wasn't far better. Stop it. He wasn't far better. Stop it. Stop it.
Russell Westbrook on Houston, who was good, was not Anthony Davis with the Lakers this year. He was not.
Okay. That's not true.
And you know,
and you can't.
You ain't even talking to a Russ hater. You know, I rock with Russ.
You can't minimize the fact he's not playing games.
I'm not minimizing it. I'm just talking about
it's like saying, man, Zion is great. Zion's played like 18 games this year, man. He's incredible.
But the thing that would get you to even consider Anthony Davis is how great of a player he is.
Prayer. Belief in a higher power. Or modern medicine. Or voodoo. That's about it. How different is the Anthony Davis and Zion Williamson conversation? How different are those two?
It's not much different at all.
I mean, Zion maybe you're a little more willing to do it because he's younger.
I'm talking about purely the production of where they're at. Like, his production on the floor is higher than Russell Westbrook's was at that time. Mm. He's just not on the floor, which even makes him available for trade. Mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook was available for trade because people thought he couldn't play no more.
No, he was available for trade because of money, and they were placating James Harden. That's why he was available for trade.
Yeah, but if Russ...
Didn't have nothing to do with Russell Westbrook.
If Russ...
It had to do with Daryl Morey.
If Russ was... Well, that guy. If Russ was MVP Russ, he wouldn't have been on the trade block. Daryl Morey would have said, figure it out.
It's 27.2 points per game. Last year in Houston.
In Houston?
27.2.
That's better than I realized. It's pretty damn good.
27.2.
That's pretty damn good.
I don't know. Casey said he was washed.
It's the year. It's the average a triple-double. Average a triple-double. That's average good. A triple-double. Placated your boy, and that sorry-ass general manager out there went for 27-8-7.
That's pretty damn good.
Gets to Washington. What's he do? Jesse, you want to guess?
Keeps playing well, Dan.
He averaged a triple-double. Stop it.
I'll stand corrected there. AD was better though. But Russ was a lot better than I gave him credit for. I'll say that. That was numbers crazy.
Same age too, I think. AD 31 right now?
I think so.
All-star? Yeah, I think he made the All-Star team. Russell Westbrook 31 and All-Star that year.
Yeah. Russ, I stand corrected on that. He was a lot better than I gave him credit for.
But no, AD, don't stand corrected with me. Apologize to Russell Westbrook.
Sorry, Russ.
Hey, sir, I honor the gift, sir.
Sorry, Russ. What's AD though? AD's like what, 23 and 13, or 26 and 13? No,
I think he's higher than that. Yeah, I think he's in the area of the 26, 27 that you said the second time. Hang on.
They're actually comparable.
Anthony Davis right now, 31 years old, 25.7, 12 rebounds a game. Assists 3.4.
It's pretty good. And what, 2.5 blocks?
2.2. Yeah.
Top 10. You said no top 10 team would play.
31 years old and an all-star, just like Russell Westbrook was, still, to your point.
You said no top 10 team would trade for Anthony Davis.
Top 10 in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Think San Antonio would?
I don't think so. You think I'm wrong?
No, I'm just thinking about it. Just thinking about it. You think OKC
put AD at the four with Wemby?
San Antonio.
Give it. Okay. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Is that the movie you make though?
Yeah. I don't know. Give me another one.
The other thing with them too though is they could trade their pick and they'll be fine.
Yeah. You're right.
Well, never mind. We're talking top 10 in the draft.
Going back to Chicago.
I guess you can. I don't know why. I don't know what that does for you.
I guess having
him with Lonzo is not the worst thing in the world. Mm. You better find another scorer. But
San Antonio, as it
San stands, Antonio, you got me thinking a little
as
bit.
It stands right now, they'll have this is just worse record.
Yeah,
they'd have the 9 and 10 pick. Atlanta's pick is converted.
So that's the other thing I was thinking about. You're trading one of those picks and drafting another one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe you could.
Chicago, I wouldn't advise that.
Chicago doesn't make sense. Yeah.
No.
Certainly not OKC. I mean, if they wanted to burn something, they could.
Philly. Say Philly got to keep their pick.
Okay.
Nah. That'd be
Stop
hilarious.
It. Okay. That's the most Daryl Morey move ever.
That'd be
right there.
If did that.
That's a Daryl Morey move right there.
Let me. This is a little bit of a wild card. Toronto. And the only reason I bring is Toronto. You've got Brandon Ingram. You've got your two young players with Grady and and Scotty Barnes.
Grady who, Casey?
Just Grady. GD.
What's his last name?
Grady Sizemore. GD. Who's that? Who are you talking about? Grady Little.
Shout out JD, man. GD. Big ups to him. But if you wanted to take a gamble, it'd be a gamble. I mean, the thought would be, do we need another 19-year-old?
Yeah.
I'd make the pick. I would make the pick if I was Toronto, but maybe the argument is hey, trade that first round pick.
Not the worst, I guess. But again, this draft, you better, better be sure.
They're 5-2, and like the top five is like crazy.
Yeah. San Antonio has me thinking just because they can draft.
And that's circumstantial.
San Antonio.
Yeah, they've got two picks.
So yeah, if San Antonio just had one.
Yeah.
And Atlanta's has, I don't know, gone to Sacramento. Would they do it?
I'm surprised Atlanta is still there. I thought they'd start winning enough games to get away from that. They've still got the 10th worst record.
Yeah, they're not good. They're 28-34.
Don't worry. Dallas is on their way.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You think they can catch them? It's 32 wins to 28.
They might not win another game this year.
Dallas? Oh, stop that. Stop it.
Does Dallas win?
They're going to lose 20-something straight? Like, do you hear yourself?
Does Dallas win more than five games?
What are you talking about?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, there's okay. There's one.
Does Dallas win more or less than five games the rest of the season?
I'll say more.
I'm going to say less.
Less than five?
Yeah.
I'm going to say more.
How many do we have left?
They got
so make it 5.5. And I'll take the I'll take
got
the
20
more.
Games left. Yeah, 20 games left.
We're 5-15.
I see them going. Oh, that's too good.
Well, dude,
I see them going 3-17.
So the number is 5.5, and you're taking less by a lot.
I think they win 3 games.
3-17 the rest of the way.
Hey, that team's bad.
They got
nothing left.
They are pretty bad.
And that's assuming AD doesn't come back too.
Make it 4.5, and I'll take 5.
Sir, the number is 5.
Yeah.
And a half.
Yeah, don't be trying to press the demon on that.
Yeah, what are you doing over here?
I'm pressing the demon at 6.5. I'll go less.
Man.
Yeah, that's they got a tough little situation going on.
So Malik Monk's out tonight.
Ah, damn it.
No Malik Monk. No Domantas Sabonis. I assume Keon Ellis slides into the starting lineup right there.
Yeah, that's my thought.
I think we'll get a heavy dose of Markelle Fultz. I don't know. Are we getting Trey Lyles or Scal Labissiere versus? Because it's gonna. Because hear me. Like it's obviously Valanciunas versus Jokic, assuming Jokic is plays. And then someone's getting in foul trouble, whether it's JV or it's Trey. You might have to put Scal out there against them.
I hear you.
I mean, do you have another option?
I'd maybe go Isaac Jones before.
You go Isaac Jones? Yeah. It's fine.
No.
Who scored 49 last night? Was that Mason or Isaac?
That was Mason.
Or Mark. Bro. Which one was it?
Mason had 49, bro. G League is, they're doing bad for themselves as far as getting people to watch. Like, how am I supposed to take it seriously?
Man went out there and scored 49.
Oh, man. I think, and no shade to Scal. I don't know. Maybe you put him out there.
Maybe you need all of them. Just go out there and pick up fouls again.
Maybe you put him out there. And Trey could get out there and get.
Well, that's what I say.
Minutes.
Yeah, like Trey gonna be out there, but I think minutes. Someone's gonna get in foul trouble tonight.
David Martinez, just Jay Crowder.
Well, we know that's not gonna happen. I don't know why Jay Crowder is forbidden to play. It's like they traded for Jay Crowder and were like, look, you're not playing, except your first day. You're gonna touch down, go to shoot around in street clothes. Start. Never see the floor again.
Just asking people left and right about plays and all this other stuff. Don't know nothing.
Don't know anybody's name. Who you think learned everybody's name faster, Jay Crowder or Zach LaVine?
Jay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Crowder.
Yeah.
Zach LaVine.
Do you think Zach LaVine knows
2 weeks in talking about got to learn people's names? Sir, you've been here 2 weeks.
Do you think Zach LaVine knows everyone's name yet?
It's a good question. Do you think he knows Scal's name?
No.
You think he knows like Jake LaRavia's name?
Nah. Yeah, he knows Jake's name. Nah, he might call him Jack. Hey, Jack!
Like JV? Oh, I didn't even know your name was Jake.
Jack? Oh, Jake. My bad, dog. My bad.
You think he's learned Scal's name yet?
No.
He absolutely hasn't learned Scal's name.
He don't know
and Scal. He gets Isaac and Mason confused. He absolutely gets Isaac and Mason confused. The only Jones he knows for sure is Mark. He's got that one down. We'll come back. Will Z going to join us in about an hour. James Hamm, top of the 3 o'clock hour. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky. Oh, we are going to talk football here for a minute because your boys are doing it again. Your boys are doing it again.
All right.
We're going to talk about it.
All right.
Stilo and KC on ESPN 1320. All right. We got confirmation. Peter knows what time it is.
Shout out to our guy, Peter.
Kelly's wandering around on the phone. If we could we just get her attention.
Kelly, pull up. We got questions.
That is K-E-L-L-Y. Kelly.
K-E-A. Oh, yeah. No, no, no. You're right.
It's C.
The real spelling. We're going with the disrespectful spelling.
Yeah, the disrespectful spelling is K-E-L-L-Y. And if Kelly wants to sell her home, she can do it with our guy Johnny Jennings and the Made for More Realty team.
Yeah,
avoid the hassle of selling and get at least three guaranteed cash offers in 72 hours.
A perfect example of this is when my girl Jennifer heard about Johnny Jennings and his guaranteed offer program on the radio. Once again, probably listen to D'Lo and KC.
It should be.
And she wanted to hire him because she needed to sell her home quickly and for top dollar in a neighborhood with many other homes for sale. Johnny Jennings and his company, Made for More Realty, were able to get her a full price offer. And there's more.
Mm.
Her home sold the first weekend it was on the market, so she didn't have to wait around and stress out and all this other stuff, man.
It's because they sell your home 27% faster than other homes on the market. They sell your home for an average 3% higher purchase price than other homes on the market. They're voted the number one team in Roseville for the past 3 years. Expect more, get more with Johnny Jennings at Made for More Realty, California, DRE, number 01982171. Just Google Made for More Realty today and get more for your home. Mm. Our man, Johnny Jennings.
Yeah, man.
Doesn't matter how you spell your name with Johnny Jennings. You'll get your home sold.
Shout out to my boy Johnny Jennings. I've seen him a couple times. He'd be at the he's at the mix, not for like the club, but like maybe having those mixers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like Trevor Fong, Johnny Jennings, like, yeah, I'm outside.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I got to pull up on my guy.
Yeah, Johnny Jennings definitely be outside. LeBron James reached 50,000 total career points. Another first, a first and only.
Mm.
Oh, and they're buzzing for Saturday, Jesse. They're ready for Saturday.
Big regular season game for the Lakers.
They're ready for Saturday. Lakers, Celtics.
Chasing those Celtics again.
The big thing this month, how many more of these games are we going to get this year? Lakers and Celtics, Saturday night.
Mm.
More importantly, I mean, salute to LeBron, greatest to ever do it. Lakers win again.
Yeah.
7 straight win, 34 points for LeBron James, 30 for Luka Doncic. Lakers are 7-2 with Luka in uniform. Just as impressive, they're 11-2 just since the trade.
Damn. Wow. When you talk about energizing an organization, that's what that trade did immediately.
Well, they're not the only team to go 11-2 since acquiring a player. Warriors are 11-2.
Well,
I think one of those two losses, Jimmy didn't play.
Yeah, Philly.
Because he didn't play Philly.
Yeah, he didn't play.
He had back spasms or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The other one was against Dallas. That was a great game.
Warriors in Dallas.
Yeah. In Dallas.
Kyrie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lakers and Thunder, the two true contenders in the West right now. Do we want to throw Denver in there?
No. Hell no. Denver not better than those two teams. So I can't. They'd have to play one of them to get there. So they... I can't put him as a contender.
No, I'm with you, I think. I'm not sure about Denver. You got a thought?
Denver not fooling me with what they did. I probably should say this tomorrow, not today. But they're not fooling me with what they did with that win streak.
Well, they haven't looked good against the top teams in the league. Their record against like the top three in each conference hasn't been great.
Yeah. Don't even think about putting Denver in there if you're disrespecting my Knicks because of that.
That's fine, I guess. Well, Denver's not 0-7 against the top three. At least they have 2 wins, I think. What's your thought?
I don't think I buy Oklahoma City.
Well, I was going to say it too, but I was trying to show some respect for the number one seed by a mile.
What don't you
but
buy?
But I the same thought raced through my head.
I don't think I see them winning multiple series.
Like, are they too young or just not good enough yet?
Who's going to be is Shea a killer?
Shea is, but you need another one. That's where
Shea is a killer.
Shea is.
Okay.
You need another one, though.
You believe in Jalen Williams, then? Because that's the one that
he's a good ball player. He's really, really good. But I'm talking about, like, now we're talking about Steph. We're talking about Jimmy. We're talking about Luka. We're talking about LeBron. We're talking about guys that will kill you.
Shea is one of them. Shea is that.
Okay.
You need
that, I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't sure, but okay.
Yeah, he's that.
So, I'd take OKC against a team like the Warriors too.
I don't know.
So the way things look like they're going to play out, because I'm telling you, I didn't say it. You said it, but I was thinking.
I hear you. Yep.
I do think they can get two series wins, the way things shape out. The way it's looking right now, you're playing, and it's always tough to do. But let's just, argument's sake, you're playing
What are you doing with him?
No, well, look, I was going to
say. Say they'll beat the Kings in the first round.
No, I had it mixed up, right? Mm. Like, I was looking 9-10.
Oh.
I was like, oh, they're not going to play 9-10. Uh-huh. They're going to play the Kings or the Timberwolves, and I think both of them could take them.
Okay.
But let's just, for argument's sake, and out of respect, you beat the 8th seed, whether it's the Timberwolves or the Kings. And the next round is Nuggets-Grizzlies. I think they can get that. If they had to play Warriors or Lakers or something like that, that's where it would get shaky. But I think they're better than the Nuggets or the Grizzlies. They'll get two wins in the two series wins. You get to the conference finals, and then that's when I start to lose faith.
Hmm. It does feel a little disrespectful.
But the reasons are valid. The reasons are valid.
I'm just not buying it.
J-Dub in the playoffs last year, it was his first, so I'm giving him grace on that. But he's going to have to be better. And then you get into the situation, the thing that I always worried about is, yes, you got better on defense with Caruso, but are they going to treat him like Jared Vanderbilt? Just let him
shoot. Not play him? Oh.
Well, no, just let him
shoot. Oh, as a defense.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I think he's even a little better shooter than Jared Vanderbilt, but the point is still like
–
That's gonna be the mark. That's gonna be the guy they double off of Shea and leave open.
The Lakers and Warriors have gotten a lot better on defense since, which is crazy because the Lakers acquired Luka Doncic and lost Anthony Davis, who wasn't playing in the last few games anyways.
Yeah.
And they've gotten better defensively. I don't know by the markers. I think Steve Kerr said the Warriors are near the top on offense and defense since the trade. We're talking 13-game sample size for both of these teams. The Warriors, to me, isn't surprising, especially that you go get Jimmy Butler. That's completely believable. The Lakers being better defensively is surprising.
Do you think the Warriors are contenders?
I do.
See, the Warriors,
I do.
There's a little Nuggets going on
now. I think that's fine. I think the Warriors and the Lakers are contenders. I think the Lakers are a stronger contender than the Warriors. But, yeah, I do.
I feel like the Warriors, I could see them getting to the second round. I don't know if they could get past.
I'd rank both of those teams above Denver.
So here's,
I think I'd rank them both above Memphis. So, I think I'd rank them both above Houston.
But
I'm just going to keep cutting you off because it's funny to me now.
<Go ahead. laughs> But here's the deal. They're going to have to play the Lakers in the second round.
Who is?
The Warriors.
Okay.
As it stands right now. The Lakers.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And that's actually.
I think I'm like I think I'm picking the Lakers to come out of the conference like right now today on March 5th.
Mm.
I think I'm picking them to come out of the conference.
I'm not
going
to argue with you.
I mean, I don't know what can happen over the next 5 weeks. I guess four weeks to change my mind.
As far just what you said.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Like they look like LeBron. It's like 2012 again.
I was in the studio a couple weeks ago after the Luka trade. I told KC, hey, I think the Lakers might be able to do some. KC kind of turns, whatever, jackass.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Maybe not.
The concern that I had for them was kind of similar with the Warriors was the play in the paint, you know? And they figured out how to handle that easily. I still have this concern with the Warriors. Like, I think that's a problem. Like, even if there's so much left to be determined. Right now, Nuggets played the Warriors. I think I'd pick the Nuggets.
Nuggets played the Warriors. I don't think I would. But I'm not going to.
I think I'd take the Nuggets at this point.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue either. I'm not gonna fight for the Warriors on this one.
And you know, I'm not even crazy about the Nuggets, but I think that's a better matchup.
You said the Nuggets were trash. You just didn't want to say it before tonight's game.
Nuggets, great team, true champions.
I don't think that's what you said.
True champions.
You said if they don't beat these bums.
it goes back to things being matchup based.
Who's the Lakers starting center?
I think it's
Jackson. It's not Jackson Hayes, is it?
Yeah, I think it's Jackson. Jackson Hayes backed up by Alex Len.
They hate Alex Len. They hate Alex Len.
They don't seem to love him.
No, I got a Lakers friend. The first game Len was playing, he sent like three texts, and by the end, he was like, get Len out of here.
Oh, that's tough.
But, I mean,
our man Ken Anthony thought it was a good pickup. That's a good pickup, right, guys? It's good, Ken. Shout out Ken Anthony. Smoothest voice in classic rock.
And I do worry about the Grizzlies, like, going against them.
The Grizzlies against the...
Against anybody. I think they're really tough enough. I think they pose some problems in a series. They've got the size. I think people are kind of sleeping on Memphis a little bit.
Maybe.
Right now, they take on... The Rockets.
The thing with
that'd be a hell of a. I hope that stands. I want
Memphis
see them
and
in
Houston.
First round.
Yeah, I'll take
They'd
that.
Be talking crazy
Somebody,
to each other.
Ime like, would pick up like six technicals.
Dylan
probably Taylor. The two would get thrown out of at least one game each.
That series would be popping. I thought you saw Kelly.
No, I didn't. It was just people walking around our studio.
Dylan Brooks probably gets thrown out one time that series.
Man,
once
against his old team,
Ja would be talking crazy. Desmond Bane would be talking.
Yeah,
two
give me
coaches
that.
Would be talking crazy
yeah,
to each other.
That.
Was it Dylan Brooks who got the under no circumstances will the team be bringing him back?
Yeah,
that tweet.
Yeah. Yeah, Dylan Brooks is getting thrown out of multiple games in that series.
I really hope that series happens.
Well, I don't think. I mean, Memphis could rise. Mm-hmm. Houston could too. I don't think either one of those teams are going to fall though.
Houston's got a crazy easy march.
There's three games between the Rockets at 5 and the Warriors at 6, and even though I'm really high on the Warriors, I'm not that low on the Rockets or Grizzlies to think that the Warriors are going to move up to 4 or 5.
The killer to me, because the Warriors have a relative, well, you kind of laid it out in a really good way the other day. It's looked at as this easy schedule, but they got the homestand they have is a little tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Houston's, because I was having thoughts about them falling into the play-in over the weekend. Their schedule just won't allow it. Like, it just won't. They've got a pretty cake schedule the rest of the way, which leads to your point. I don't think the Warriors can catch them because I don't think the Rockets will lose enough.
Yeah, right. What's the conference going to be fun, man?
The Rockets, by the 24th strength of schedule wise, 24th.
Just for those wondering, the 7-seed Minnesota Timberwolves are 17 games behind Oklahoma City. Kings are 17 and
OKC
a half.
OKC has what, 11 losses? Yeah, 11
yep.
losses on the season.
And in the East, the Miami Heat, who are the 7-seed, are 21 and a half games back from Cleveland.
Jeez.
Minnesota's missing the playoffs this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Tell me more.
I've been out on Minnesota, I think, since the beginning of the season. I'll just say they'll miss the playoffs. I'll go Clippers, Warriors, and Kings. Whoever can get sixth, and then last two left.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're saying missing the top eight.
Yeah, they'll miss the top eight. They'll lose in the play-in.
Okay. I got you. Okay.
They'll lose to the Kings if need be, but they won't lose to the Clippers or anybody else.
I don't like anything about the Wolves, to be honest.
Kind of with Jesse.
I don't either, but I think they'll get in.
Because it's Ant-Man and who else?
Julius is back, and I know he's been a bad matchup, but he is back, and that'll help. Rudy, well, he'll just be benched late, so we don't have to worry about that. Nas Reed.
I'll take James Harden, Norman Powell, and Kawhi.
Nas Reed out there playing 40 minutes because they can't put Rudy Gobert out there. Nas Reed out there looking like the Popeyes lady just fighting for his life. Man plays 27.9 minutes per game. Man, Rudy plays 33 minutes per game. Wow. Mm. They really just
34 and
put him out there.
Do we think the Kings can get six?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're there now, basically.
Absolutely. I did
that means
before.
Playing better than the Warriors.
Yeah. I mean, you got to... Well, you're going to have to beat them. And, you know, when you look ahead at the schedule, you can't have a, you know, regard whatever happens tonight happens. Mm-hmm. You can't slip against San Antonio.
No.
And you've got to beat, in my opinion, LA, the Clippers. Mm-hmm. And then whatever happens against the Knicks happens. And then you got to beat. In what we're talking about here, you got to beat the Warriors.
How much better are the Warriors?
You're probably going to have to beat the Suns the next night, too. You're going to have to win both of those games back-to-back.
Yeah. How much better are the Warriors than the Kings?
I don't think they're that much better.
I mean, that's why I can't buy into this.
I think they're a lot better.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, do you question whether what we're seeing with the Warriors is, like, legitimate, like, real, sustainable?
Yeah, because I don't think we see it the same way.
You do, okay.
I think the deficiencies they have, the shooting and the lack of size, isn't going to be good enough against good teams, playoff teams.
I think the difference is, though, they have a killer.
Mm-hmm.
They might have two. At worst, they have one and a half. I think Jimmy in a playoff series can be a killer.
Now,
I don't think Sacramento has that.
It's different. People will talk to playoff past, but I think DeMar is
fine.
That type of guy.
That's fine. That's one.
But it's different, though, because it's not the three-point variety.
You don't have to sell me. I like DeMar, but I think I can only give you one. Mm-hmm. We just went through all these teams that have two. Mm-hmm. I can't put LaVine there. I can't put Domas there. I want to put Malik. I can't put Malik there. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe Malik can establish himself as one. Go ahead, Jesse.
I don't want to be rude, but...
Well, here it comes.
The Warriors got, like, two killers or whatever, but, like, what if Buddy Hield is helping you load up the ammo? And those other guys, like, you buy into the rest?
Oh, you load up the ammo.
You buy into the rest of that team? I think that's kind of where I fall off with the Warriors. Like, I like Jimmy and Steph, but...
Yeah, I think...
I don't know if those other guys will...
I think they have guys... But also, I think they have guys that have a role. And they play their role for the most part.
I think they're good.
I'm not ignoring your shooting deficiencies remark or anything like that. I do think they're better than Sacramento right now. But that doesn't mean I don't think Sacramento can't get to the sixth spot. Mm-hmm. The Kings might, in order for that to happen, because of where the Warriors are, you could remove Minnesota, the Clippers, and certainly the other three teams out of this equation. You have to play just as well as they do. You have to beat them. Yeah. You got to beat the Clippers, and then you have to play just as well as the Warriors are on a night-to-night basis to secure that sixth spot. Wow. You can't have another hiccup. You got to find a way to beat Milwaukee or Oklahoma City, or is it Cleveland?
Yep.
Is that the other one? You've got to find a way to win at least, at the very least, one of those. Talking six, you might need to win two, but as you mentioned
Boston's
a second ago,
too.
Boston, I think that's who I was thinking about, not Cleveland.
They all there.
Because Boston's the first night of a back-to-back, isn't it? That Monday game? Yeah, Oklahoma City's the next night. Yeah. You're literally seeing the top two teams in the conference on a Monday and a Tuesday in Sacramento.
Ooh. NBA hates
I think games. I made up Cleveland. Cleveland's not there.
Cleveland ain't play Cleveland yet.
Oh, Cleveland's here the week before. They're here Wednesday. So it goes Cleveland, Chicago, back-to-back. Jesus Christ.
Damn.
One back-to-back, two back-to-backs, three.
The Lakers, I heard this too from Jeff Teague. They've got
four. They got four back-to-backs from now till next month, the middle of next month.
The Lakers have like three back-to-backs in like a 10-day span.
You know why? This is insane. The man was right. This is insane. Y'all should apologize to LeBron James for your behavior.
But your point is well taken. I think
Thank you.
We'll learn a lot about both of those teams with their little homestands they got coming up. The
Warriors
have theirs.
Yeah, so
the Kings have theirs, and whoever can come out of that one with the bad record.
Yeah.
I think it's the 6 seed.
Who can ever come out not looking like Cody Rhodes did the other night after Travis Scott got a hold of him? Where's this home stand here?
They're probably home during the same time, I think. Huh?
Yeah, so the home stand, we're looking at Detroit, Portland, Sacramento, New York, Denver, Milwaukee, and then it ends with Toronto on the 20th. Mm. That's the home stand right there. Then they hit the road for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But that starts with Atlanta, goes to Miami. You got the Pelicans in there. You got the Spurs in there. You got the Grizzlies in there. And then it ends with the Los Angeles Lakers. They close their season out versus Denver, versus Houston, at Phoenix, versus San Antonio, at Portland, versus the Clippers. Mm. A lot of movement there in the last handful of days of the season for the Warriors. It's home, home, away, home, away, home.
Yeah.
Let's get TC in here. 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. TC, whoa, TC, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC?
Oh, just vibing. Hey, so D-Long, check it out. Hey, Kenny, Jesse in the back. The Kings going to have to, we're going to have to stand up tall, bro. So if you think about being a team, the stretch that you're talking about, D-Lo, is that same stretch when we caught fire that year we went to the playoffs, bro, and we were standing up, going toe-to-toe with everybody. I want to say that Clippers game was in – that high-scoring Clippers game was in this stretch. We got to stand up, bro. Listen, this is going to make the Kings a tough team going to the playoffs. Don't forget what I said, y'all. We're going to have a last class. That's all I got.
All right. Shout out, TC.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know what he just said. Like, I'm not sure what he was trying to say.
I think
say.
The basis of it is we're going to see who the Kings really are coming out of the stretch, I think.
And
they turned it up, Beam Team 1 year around this time, I think.
Yeah, and he says during the stretch, they're about to turn up.
Yeah, he's basically saying, he's predicting it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go then.
Yeah. TC.
Do we know about this Kings team right now, or do you buy into that? Like, we'll truly know about this team coming up?
I don't think we'll know about this team till it's over.
I think you
get into a sample. You get into a stretch. Like, what are they, 7-2, mm-hmm. right? Over the last 9, if that stretches, you start stretching that to like 20 games. You get to 10 games left in the season. Like, yeah, like you should have a good feeling of where this team is at.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, I mean, 20 games is a quarter of a season,
right.
Close to it. Like it was. At some point, you got to believe what you're seeing. And that would balloon Doug Christie's record up there.
Man, would it ever. Yeah, I think I got a good idea of who this team is. I don't always feel comfortable, but I think they're a good team. I think every night, no matter who they play, they can go out there and win. The bad teams, I think they'll beat up, but they're not going to play that many bad teams. They'll beat up the bad teams. I'm, like, confident in that. The teams that are, like, above them in the standings and all that, I think they could beat any of them at any time.
You think you know what their ceiling is this season?
I don't.
Fluctuate between, damn, this team can probably win a couple games in the first round to, maybe they might not get to play in from time to time.
I think, but that's...
Like, are you confident enough to, like, this is a playoff team? Like, they can get to the first round?
I'm confident that they are. Their ceiling is that of a team that wins a few games in the first round. That's their ceiling. Will they reach that? I don't know. But I think they have that capability. Whereas if I'm hearing you right, sometimes you look at them, you're like, they don't even have that capability.
Mm-hmm.
They might just be a play-in team.
Yeah.
I think they have a ceiling of a team that can win a couple games in the first round, put a scare into somebody.
I look back at March of Beam Team 1 year to try to look at what TC, they were 11-5.
And they gave away like the last 3 games.
March.
April, you're right,
This was just March. So the Clippers game happened in February, at the very end of February. He said this stretch. So I was like, let's just look at March. They were 11-5 in March. That first year.
Can they go 11-5 again?
Well, they're 2-0 this year. What were they last March?
Wow.
Stand by. Talk amongst yourselves.
5-11, bro.
So talk amongst yourselves.
Don't let them get the OKC and Boston back-to-back.
they get one of those, I'll be like, let's go.
They get both. I can only imagine the show they get on both. Wednesday.
We playing like the
play the whole Young Zell album.
They can go both of those. Can they get 11-5 this March though?
I think I got them. Let me this 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I got them at 9-6 last year in March. So 11-5 the year before, 9-6 last year, 2-0 so far this year. You want to know last year's April?
1-7.
3-5.
Oh, they won more games than I thought. I don't remember. What games did they win in April? They beat the Blazers.
They beat the Blazers
game.
By a million.
The Nets, was that in April?
That is incredible that you remember that. One more. I'll be really impressed if you name all three wins from last April. You've got two of them.
It wasn't because that was on the East Coast trip. They won another home game.
Home game. Yep.
Was it Memphis?
It was the Clippers. They beat the Clippers 109-95.
Yeah, beat the hell out of them. Boy, April was bad. I remember when they lost that Suns game.
April
too.
Was not good. Oh,
that was tough.
That Suns game was brutal.
Oh, that was tough. I was there for that one, and I was there when they lost against Dallas. And Dante Exum.
That was the back to back, right?
I think
so. Dallas was a back to back with Dallas.
That's
and
right.
We lost both of them.
They got destroyed in the first one. Mm-hmm. And in the second one, I was like, no, they're going to play. They're going to be ready to go. Actually, that back-to-back, it was a back-to-back on the schedule, but they played on like a Tuesday.
That's right,
and
they
played on a Friday.
They said they was putting memes at Luka at the Golden Corral. And I'm pretty sure Mark Jones said that on the broadcast. Luka was spotted at the Golden Corral. Does Sacramento have a Golden Corral?
I don't think so. I don't think we do.
I'll look up what the closest Golden Corral is.
It's probably Vacaville.
That is a sentence you will only hear on this show.
My guess is Vacaville. It's the closest one.
We'll come back. We got to talk about your other boys. Because if this report coming out of San Francisco is true, man, this is an L.
There's one in Sacramento, by the way.
There is.
Yes, on Stockton Boulevard.
Well.
A Golden Corral on Stockton Boulevard.
I'll be damned.
Huh.
Learn something new.
Well,
now they're saying there's one in Elk Grove. I don't know where that's at. Across the street from Consumas River.
Because Casey ain't Elk Grove.
Oh, wait, I think and technically, if everybody is, watch your mouth, that's Sacramento. If it's across the street from Consumas River, that's Sacramento. Get your mind right.
Okay, the chat has like apparently 15 Golden Corrals in Sacramento. Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320. Just going raw with some eggs out of the frying pan is crazy. Man, Jesse fired off that food take like he just dropped a bar.
I still stand by it. 10 toes, by the way.
No, that's insane.
Do you guys put a little milk in your eggs?
I don't.
No, I just go butter yeah, throw it in there.
I don't. Yeah. I get why people
I learned
do
that
it.
One from Jazz. I don't do it. I still just put the
fluff
butter
them, fluff them up a little bit.
I like it fluffy.
Like eggs are dope. Like the tough thing about eggs is you could cook them real quick, but they're 10 times better when you cook them slower.
Mm. See, I don't even take the
If you cook them a little bit slower, you know you get the you know the pot hot. But if you cook them a little bit slower, hey, we're trying to do a show here, pal. Damn,
that acts like we never worked.
Just
before.
Threw off my concentration.
We're talking about eggs.
We were doing a professional radio show here discussing Jesse's poor takes on eggs.
Oh.
Just one take.
No, that was a bad, but that was a really bad take, though.
I don't think so. Like,
he doesn't, it's crazy. This is crazy,
bro.
This is crazy. Have you tried it since? Have you put like a little salt on the?
No, honestly, no. I thought about it this morning. I was like, no.
The answer is no.
My dad threw black pepper in my eggs one time. I thought it was being poisoned.
Oh, my God.
So you don't put salt or pepper on them?
No.
Wow.
You just...
I mean, I have, like, other
bland-ass...
That's what I said. He's just rawing it with eggs.
You guys are babies, bro. Like, let's eat your eggs.
Like, what do you... You just eat just... What do you put on it again? Salsa?
Well, no, like, all right, so if I'm doing, like, an egg burrito or something, like, you throw tapatio
on that stuff. No. No. Stop bailing them out. What do you do when you just eat eggs?
I don't eat eggs by themselves. It's always, like, with potatoes or something. Like, the potatoes are seasoned, or, like, with broccoli and, like, that season and stuff like that. Like, eggs are the only thing I don't.
Are you the guy who gets the plate and just, like, mixes all your food together?
No, I'm not a dog.
I was thinking more of a child, but a dog, I guess that's one way of going.
I don't know why this made me laugh. Pepper your eggs, weirdo.
You're weird, King of Mactown. You're weird.
I don't really put a lot of pepper. Maybe a little bit, but I put salt on it. I'm not insane.
I'm not a psycho. Yeah, man, I'm salt and pepper, man. Salt and pepper on the eggs. And I could eat eggs every single day. Every day. Twice a day. I love eggs.
Do you eat like hard boiled? Do you eat them in a variety of different ways, or you just
I don't
scrambled?
Eat sunny side. I don't do that.
Really? Oh, you missing out.
No, I'm perfectly fine. Life is great.
Nah, you missing life out. I was never a fan until Katie hipped me how to like make them like dope.
Yeah.
You crack them, you put them in, and then you put like an ice cube in it and put the lid on top. And so it cooks both sides. Oh my God! I had no idea.
And the yolk is just—you're still eating the yolk, correct?
Yeah. Well,
No need. I'll take your word.
I was never a fan. I was with you until she showed me how to make them that way, and I'm like, okay, that's the move right there.
Okay.
I mean, not. I take that back. It's not the move.
It's one of the.
It's
moves.
A move. It's a move. It's a move you can
go.
Make.
There you go.
Okay. It's a move. But so yeah, you don't like hard boiled eggs or nothing?
No, I do.
Oh, you do.
It's
okay.
Just the sunny side.
Just oh, that's it. Yeah. Okay.
And. Growing up, wasn't having too many eggs unhealthy? And then halfway through life, they were like, no, actually, it's good for you.
Oh, yeah. No, you read a men's health magazine and it's like, yeah, eat 12 of them. Like, no, what?
What you mean? Like, there was propaganda against eggs back then or something?
No, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Half of my life, they're like, nah, you can't have too much. It's what,
really? cholesterol.
Yeah, can't have too much. And then I was 25, study says they're great.
You know what's funny? How come no one's bringing back that propaganda now when eggs are $47 a dozen?
Bro.
Hey, y'all don't want to start no egg hate now, huh?
Shout out to you if you're able to find eggs at Costco. That's the only place you can find them with a decent price. You get the 24 for like
so. You know what's funny is I don't think, at least through the Amazon app, like the Whole Foods link, I don't think you can have eggs delivered anymore.
Mm.
Like, because every time I do my shopping order, it's like, nah, eggs, no.
Yeah, there's rules now.
But they're not sold out.
Yeah,
you just can't.
They're rationing it.
Yeah,
out.
Like you just can't add them to your cart.
Understand?
They got a little paper sign. Yeah, take only one carton of eggs.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sure people oblige by that.
Yeah, understand.
I'm gonna start selling an egg a piece for $5 outside the store.
But see how you do it though.
Yeah, they're gonna stop selling Girl Scout cookies and start selling eggs out there.
Eggs, $5 a piece. Come buy them.
When
and JT Lowe, there's black market eggs now.
Well, how you do it?
Drug dealers are gone. You got egg dealers.
Streets.
I got eggs.
Hey, come here, dog. I was at the mix. They was trying to sell me eggs in the bathroom.
In the
crazy.
When they were trying to put a ration out baby formula, how you had to do it was like two per person. Well, me, Cheryl, and Elk Grove, and Jazz.
Y'all work the system.
We just do that. Sometimes if we had them, Reese would be in there. We all get two.
Okay, handing Reese $20 and say, go stand in that line, pal.
It's always so weird. So every time there's this massive emergency at the store, it's like, oh, yeah, eggs. We can't buy eggs. Like, somehow they're always buying toilet paper, too. It's all gone. Well,
so you know what I would do?
I don't want to be without that.
If I worked at one of those places, I'd walk up and down those lines. Nah. Y'all two look exactly the same. Get out. Get out. Y'all are in the same family. That boy looked just like you. Out. One of y'all got to go.
I wish they would. Then I'd really be no, I'm suing.
Then he'd be like, I don't know that kid. Oh, you profiling. Oh, just because he's black and happens to smile exactly like me.
Yeah, man, it's tough out there.
Did they
it's
rash tough. I guess I don't.
Would you do the Rocky with the eggs?
Do that again?
Remember the Rocky drunk the eggs?
No, I never did that. I never even tried it out of curiosity. Never tried it.
That looks crazy.
That looks like, you talk about a warning, that looks like it'll murder you. I'm not going to drink an egg.
Rocky one.
They make
this crazy movie.
They make stuff with whipped egg whites and alcoholic drinks, right? It's called something.
I don't know.
I just drink Modelo.
Hey, y'all help me out with that real quick. I don't think it's an entire egg. I think it's just an egg white. And if you whisk it, it foams, and it's something that, like, you put on alcohol, like it's a part of an alcoholic drink. Or maybe it can be a part of a regular drink. I don't know.
You're probably dead right. That doesn't sound good.
No, it's not something I've tried.
Yeah.
Not my bag. But your wife got me that bartender thing, that mixer thing. Yeah. And one of the drinks had whatever that stuff is called.
Says it adds a foam texture to it.
Yeah, what's it called?
I don't know. It just says that's what egg whites do. I don't know what it's called, though.
No, it's called something.
Somebody's saying it's in a whiskey sour.
Okay.
I think I've had a whiskey sour, and I didn't have no egg
whites. I don't remember. Can I have a whiskey sour without the eggs?
This little thing says it makes the sour drinks kind of feel lighter, I guess, or taste lighter. It's not as sour, I guess. Is that what that means?
Okay.
Oh, see, well, that's why I don't like it, because I want the sour to be sour.
We do egg whites.
I love sour candies and all that. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Mighty Montana said we do egg whites in our whiskey sours at Echo. Okay. I just thought it had a name, but it's not called a frother. God, that's no. It's called something. It had a name.
Frother is what I have at home for coffee.
Right. Okay. I think.
I don't know what it sounded like, but that sounded crazy.
Nah, no flag on frother.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
Man, you be working, dude.
Yeah.
You be trying to work. Draymond Caraway.
Me and Dave were trying to be adults, and you were just trying to bring us back to the
over here talking about whiskey sours. And
who do you think the first person was to say, hey, let's throw an egg white and let's drink real quick?
Yeah, dude, that's a great question.
I mean, it's like milk. Who said, let's drink this milk?
Well, that's true.
I mean, no, we got water over there, but no. Let's get what this cow has.
Like, who was the dude who was like, hey, I'm going to milk that cow and drink that? Sick.
Well, the thing is, like, milk is yeah, that's right. That's wild. I don't know how y'all do
What's
that.
What's coming out of that cow? I'm going to drink that.
Like, that's sick. Now that's crazy.
You throw a flag on me. That's a flag
that's
on whoever
That's crazy. This show.
Oh.
This show is out of control. There you go.
Flags everywhere.
Flag on everybody.
Oh, we still being a sports
show. I've got to throw the hat now. I don't even have
any. Stepped out of bounds.
Yes, he was out of bounds.
Oh, man. But that is crazy. That is crazy. Like, yeah, nah.
Yeah, the guy was like, well, this. I can't get it from my mom's boob anymore, so let me get it from a cow.
Oh, jeez.
Like, yeah, let's do that.
He was a sicko.
Bruh.
Oh, man, you want to talk about weirdos. And we just follow along. It's good, though. It is good. It's good with your cereal.
I do not follow that along.
It's good with your cereal.
Nah, shout out 2%.
Y'all are on your own with that one. That one ain't my world.
Shout out. You know, we got right now, we got Honey Nut Cheerios. We got Frosted Flakes. And we got Fruit Loops.
You have all of that? Well, you have children, so that's fine.
Hey,
and we got Raisin Bran.
You can't buy healthy. Don't buy healthy cereal. Like, that's not what cereal's meant
for. Do you have a bunch of cereal in your house?
No.
Because there are no children in your home.
No, I just cook breakfast for the most part. We have, like, a box of Honey Nut Cheerios. And,
yeah,
like,
that's the healthiest
there,
I get is Honey Nut Cheerios. Other than that, you ain't going to see me with Nutri-Grain.
Oh, nobody wants to eat Nutri-Grain. That's disgusting. Or Raisin Bran.
Or Corn Flakes.
You got to throw sugar in the Corn Flakes.
Yeah,
if you throw sugar on Corn Flakes, they're Frosted Flakes.
Well, that's the thing. Like, go to Grandma's house, you got Corn Flakes. Grandma, do you have sugar?
Oh, listen, why does this not surprise me from Matt George? Raisin Bran is goated.
Take a
You're
lap.
You're the
Matt.
Worst,
take, yeah,
Matt.
Take a Fence and
get out of here.
No one's ever said Raisin Bran like is goated besides Matt George.
Awful.
Jazz might co-sign that. I disagree. I just disagree.
Jazz would not co-sign Raisin Bran.
She's the one that buys it.
Raisins in general are trash.
Well, all right. Why do you always have to go that far?
I'm strong with my takes.
Craisins are better than raisins, though.
I've never tried a craisin.
Craisins are
is.
Better than raisins. They're just cranberries, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Craisins are better.
Matt George says grape nuts are lit, too.
What? Matt George would
What'd
use
he say?
The term.
Matt George said, grape nuts are lit too. Matt George said.
You laugh at everything. You are a sophomore. You are a high school
sophomore. We do this show to entertain Kenny, bro. Like,
that's pretty much it. That's why Kenny's laugh ruins the show.
He could have left.
That guy's somewhere pissed off.
Oh, he's hot.
That guy is somewhere angry.
You think he's left us yet?
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe he just accepted it. Good. I don't know. I don't know, man.
I always wonder, like, shout out to the person who just stumbled across this show and tuned in for the first time. And
Keisha.
Keisha be tapped in. Shout out to our guy Aaron Miller, who's trying to hire people. Hey, check out some of our brands, and they flip over to old D'Lo and K. Yeah, D'Lo and KC, they're on two stations. They're some of our biggest earners here, and they turn into this.
Is the Raisin or the sports show they're talking about Raisin Brand? That's the right one.
That's the one, right? Because one guy was asking about when they started drinking cow's milk, and then there's one weirdo who doesn't put salt on his eggs.
No, that guy's pretty cool, actually.
Give that guy a raise.
Oh, man. This show crazy, bro. This show is crazy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.